Hi everyone, thank you for being here. I hope this episode finds you well and that you are as happy as I am that spring is on its way. I posted in the stories last week and today about the work, and I wanted to say a few words about it because I think it's pretty important. I didn't explain what the work actually is, so it's not, I think most of you know that if you are listening to this, but just in case. The work is anything that will make us reflect on ourselves, dig deeper, go to trauma, go look at our childhood stuff, go look at potentially past lives, go look at our patterns, our family dynamics, our relationship dynamics, everything, every pattern, any energetics. It's looking at these things and understanding ourselves better and understanding why we react certain ways, why we struggle in some areas of our lives. Maybe it's more relationship-wise, or maybe, I mean, romantic relationships, or maybe more at work or with money, or maybe all of it at the same time. I understand that. Maybe doing some projects that we've been wanting to do and we cannot seem to get there somehow. Anything that is blocking us, any resistance we might feel, it's looking at all of it. The aim is that our lives then become hopefully a little easier, a little flowier, and more enjoyable along the way as well. And I talk about it now because recently it has become easier to notice all these things, alchemize whatever was happening. And of course, as soon as I shared that, I got new challenges coming in. It's every time like that, when you feel like, oh no, I'm fine, I got it. But still, much more aligned, much more aware, and in general. And if it's not aligned, I think something super important to say is, it's a little bit off topic, but there is no decision that needs to be taken right away, or very rarely. Also to remember that in the past few days, with everything happening astrologically, and to remember, okay, I don't need to take that decision right now, even though it's a flight and I need to book it, or, I mean, nobody needs to book a flight, but yeah, you get it. So way quicker, way smoother, way easier. And so it's to say that the work does get easier, even though we might feel along the way, oh my God, there are so many layers here. I'll never be done working on myself. And that's true. But at some point, it does get easier. Both doing the work, it doesn't feel that emotional anymore because you just know your patterns, what happened in your childhood, you're aware of it, attachment styles, all that. And then it becomes easier in life. You notice way quicker what is happening. Oh, okay. That's probably because of this thing I still need to learn, or that thing I still need to let go of, or that thing I didn't heal. I don't know if there is such a thing of healing completely, but it's just to say it does get easier. It's really worth it to do the work. It's really worth it to look at everything I've said before. It's really worth it to do hypnotherapy, for example. That's what I offer. Or it's really worth it, anything that resonates with you. Of course, you need to find the right person. You need to find the right style. something that resonates with you, like whether it's psychotherapy or something more alternative or both, the combination might be good, or someone who might have studied many different things, so they do a mix of methods. It's really important to find what works for you, and it's so worth it to hang in there. And I say that because I've thought so many times that it's so hard, that it's never ending, that it's so painful, that it just makes my life worse to learn about all these things. And at the beginning, I feel like it does a little bit. Because your life is going to change slightly. Not like from one day to the next, probably, but it's going to change. Maybe the people in your life are going to not stay in your life. Maybe you're going to see them less. Maybe you're going to change jobs, partners. You're going to change, so maybe your surrounding is going to change as well. Your environment is going to change. So it is a little bit tricky at the beginning, to say the least. But it's so, so, so worth it. I notice now, for example, and I've noticed that for a few months now, like around Christmas. Yeah, maybe since November, I've noticed that I'm content. I want way less things. I still want things. I still have desires. I'm still gonna do things, like go on holiday. But even if I don't go, I don't care so much. So content with my life as it is right now that I walk around and think how content I am. Which I don't think has happened in the past. And it's a deeper sense of peace. It's really like coming from within. It's like, wow, everything's good. And I have everything I need. And I know it's gonna keep on changing and evolving. But right now, everything is great. And I'm French. So, you know, complaining is in my genes. It's in my DNA. So it's basically, it's a total change of DNA that happened by doing the work. Because we are professional complainers. And it just does not happen so much anymore. So all that to say, come for hypnotherapy sessions because it works. You won't be complaining anymore. You're gonna be content with your life. Well, basically, that's it. No, just try it or do whatever. Go to whomever if you need recommendations. I know amazing people here in Basel and online around the world. Amazing coaches and therapists. Let me know if you need an address, a name, an address. And I'll link my website in the show notes, just in case. Have a wonderful time.